Bueno, y tal vez.
Salviarla y no.
Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Lakshmi Machine Works Limited Q3 of financial year 23-24 earnings call hosted by NSDL. As a reminder, please note the participant's line will be in listen-only mode and there will be opportunity to ask questions after the brief by the company officials. Should you require any assistance during the conference call and to raise question, please signal the operator by raising hands. Please note that this call is being recorded. We have with us Mr. V. Senthil, Chief Financial Officer, and B. Dhanalakshmi, Senior General Manager of the company. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining LMW earnings call for Q3 FY 23-24. We will have a brief about the overall performance of the company for the period ending December 23, followed by an interactive session. I would also like to clarify that certain statements made and the discussion at the conference would be forward-looking in nature. To begin with, let me explain about the overall performance of the company, and then we will proceed to segment-wise performance and consolidated performance. The financial results have been posted on the company's website, and I hope you all have had an opportunity to go through the same. The turnover for the quarter ended December 23 was 1,166 crores as against 1,305 crores for September 23. This was a slight decrease of around 10%. The company has achieved a cumulative turnover of 3,645 crores for the period as against 3,316 crores for the corresponding previous period of 9 months, which is a 10% increase in turnover. This is in alignment with the peak utilization of our capacity in the business and our continued effort to meet customer orders. The PBT at rupees 395 crores for the current period as against rupees 351 crores for the previous period. This accounts for an increase of 12% of PBT. With respect to division-wise revenue, TMD revenue for the quarter stands at 918 crores as against 1,046 for the previous quarter, resulting in a decrease of around 12%. The TMD revenue for the period ended December 23 for 9 months is rupees 2,908 crores as against 2,667 crores for the corresponding previous period, resulting in an overall increase of 9% for a 9 month period. Currently, we hold an order book of rupees 4,000 crores, which have been lined up for execution. The ratio of sales, domestic sales versus export versus spares, stands at around 64% to 21% to 14%. Now I move to LMW Global. The turnover in LMW Global stands at 217 crores for the 9 month period as against rupees 65 crores for the corresponding previous period. The order book on export stands at close to rupees 60 crores and under LMW Global. In LMW China, we have been able to clock a overall turnover of rupees 18 crores for the 9 month period. And we will discuss this in detail when we go into division wise with comparatives for the last year, which stood at 208 crores. The order book there in LMW China is around 41 crores. Now, on the machine tool division and foundry division, the revenue in the machine tool division and foundry stands at rupees 756 crores for the period ended December 23, as against 736 crores for the corresponding previous period. Out of the above turnover, around 12% is foundry turnover. With respect to ATC business, the turnover stands at 133 crores for the current period as against turnover of rupees 77 crores for the corresponding previous period. Again, the reason we have for the increase in turnover in ATC is on account of significant orders being pulled in, which we will go into specifically when we discuss the division-wise performance. I think with this brief note, we will head into discussion. We can start the interactive session. Back to moderator.
Thank you so much, sir. We would like to go ahead with the interactive session. I would request the attendees to please raise hands if you would like to ask questions after communicating your name and unmute status. And we would request people to please go ahead with raising hands. Okay, the first person is who raised the hand is Mr. Chetan. Mr. Chetan Doshi, you can unmute and you can speak.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, please go on.
Can you just elaborate on your ETC business as to what products you are into, what are your main customers which you are focusing, and for next financial year from the current level? Because see, last year if you the turnover is very very less, so you cannot compare that with the current year because it is almost double. But going ahead, what are the prospects for ETC, and are you looking for any defense orders from the Indian government for this particular division?
Okay, any other questions, please?
No,
I
thank
take
you
on all the questions.
No, no, I have full faith in the management as far as balance sheet is concerned. I appreciate that it is as per the requirements.
Okay. So we'll start with ATC division. So in ATC division, see, what we are is basically we make components which go into tire and supply. So we make various components. We make parts which are for doors. We make parts which are for engines. We make parts which are for the body of the aircraft. And so we make multiple set of parts. Now, as you know, the customers are only the OEM customers for us. So it is a handful of 5 to 6 customers we service. Now, the question basically is where we are on ATC business. And of course, we have seen the increase in turnover compared to last year. And I'll try and explain in an overall basis. Our ATC business is split up under two parts. One is what we call the metallics, and one is what we call the composite. Now, the metallic business is catering to all the product components, sub-level components to the OEM players. Under this business, we have been able to establish a significant export business under this, where almost 90% of my metallic business is towards exports, not within the domestic industry. It is not catering to the local industry. It's only 10% domestically we are catering to. And the reason for that being, we are able to get long-term contracts, because these contracts, when we are dealing with private in the export market, private OEMs, large OEMs in the export market, generally they have an order book of around 5 years is what you can look for. So with a 5-year order book, there is a possibility for us to plan everything better within this particular business, and we get better returns also. So the focus here is to increase our export on the metallic side. Of course, on the composite side, the composite side is something which we have established around 4 years back. Predominantly, the composite business caters to the aerospace industry within India. We make parts for all the government organizations within India. However, we have also started, since we have a metallics business which is already having existing set of customers, we are able to use the same set of customers and increase our products, what we sell to them, on the composite side as well. So as of now, the the challenge for us is to establish in terms of our ability to cater to the composite on the composite side of the business to the existing customers who currently we have on the metallic side. I think that what we are seeing is we have been able to give a very clear focus, which has helped us to kind of turn around last perhaps 8, 6 to 7 quarters. We have been able to turn around this business. It's become profitable. And of course, the reason we should also be very clear that the way this business works, we need to procure raw material, which is very specifically long lead time materials, and be ready for deliveries because they give us schedules for over 5 years. So this 9 months, we have been able to cater to the demand, including increased demand, especially on the last quarter, there have been increased demand, which have been able to cater to. That is the reason we see that the turnover has also significantly gone up compared to the previous year. So we should say this is stabilized. And it has stabilized to a significant extent.
You look forward to sequential growth in this particular division in coming quarters?
See, this division, as far as the new growth which is coming from, yes, it is possible. I mean, we will have to, there's a lead time for parts. So all the division's good work is what is seen today. So currently we are working on the next set of parts, which will take us to the next higher level in terms of turnover. But there is a lead time for that. And we are working, the team is completely working on taking it step by step to the next level, yes.
But what is the aim of the company? Next 3 years, you want to make it 1,000 crore contribution to the total business of the company? That is what is the focus?
Mr. Joshi, I prefer generally these calls, I prefer to take down all the questions and answer them sequentially. So if you have any other questions, do let me know.
See, as far as this division, the future belongs to this division, right? And when you say aerospace or aircraft manufacturers, only Boeing and Airbus are the two leading companies where the company can cater to. Now they have a backlog of more than 5-6 years as far as the aircrafts are concerned. So if you are indirectly tied up with these companies, definitely the future for this particular division is tremendous. You know, it is not that we are at present, you know, minuscule as far as the whatever we have achieved. So I want to know where we would like to move ahead in coming years.
Okay. And do you have any other questions about any other division?
No.
Okay. So absolutely, I think if you are looking at a global scale, there's a tremendous potential within this business. I think there is no doubt about it. And it is Airbus and Boeing, for example, where there, it's not just 6 years, they're talking about a 10-year order book as well, depending on how they look at the manufacture. And of course, when you're talking about aerospace parts, space parts, where when you're talking about aerospace, of course, whatever component we make, if it is non-defense sector, it goes into these machines that in some way or form. However, whilst the potential is there, we also have to be aware that this is a global market and we are competing against global supply chain, and we are part of the supply chain of their global supply chain, right? So you are making a part, a technical part, where everything comes from abroad. We do a conversion here and again we ship it abroad. So it is a very competitive business. Whilst there's a tremendous opportunity, it's a very competitive business. And what we are actually doing is we are taking someone else's market share. So it's not that Boeing is or Airbus is waiting for this part to be made. So you are getting integrated into their existing supply chain and trying to take more business and more business share. from someone else, and that is how the you build the business. Or a new model comes along and you start the being integrated into the development, and it is a very long lead time in such cases. If a new machine is being designed and we get into that supply chain, then we are looking at a very long lead time play in this. Either which way, we should have a tremendous capability to withstand in terms of investment or in terms of lead time to be in this business. And I think I agree with you 100%. There is the opportunity which is there is slowly coming into the country, especially with China plus one. There is more opportunity for more such parts being sourced from India. I think it does provide an opportunity for us. Now, we don't give any futuristic numbers. We are not into giving, we don't do that generally. But I think there is enough opportunity for us to take it forward, depending on how it presents. And of course, we should also be careful, and we have also, we are clear that when we build a capacity, we generally try to build a capacity for which is fungible for other suppliers as well. So when I'm supplying a part to a particular company, I would ensure that I'm also able to use the same infrastructure to supply to some other person of a similar part, right? Because we don't want to isolate an investment to a specific part, and then if there are no orders, then we will have challenges on return. So we are clear with respect to what kind of investment should go into this particular plant and what kind of market we should try and address, what kind of part we should pick up. And at the same time, since we believe in this facility and since we believe in our story on the ATC segment, in terms of the opportunity it presents to India, we have invested in composites. And that's what I said. 4 years back, we not only do metallic parts, but we also do composite parts on this. And our composite parts today are going in the rocket launches. We do parts which go onto the rockets, which are launched from, which is a proud thing to say that anything which is launched has a composite part from us. So that time, that kind of a capability is available. And that is something which we will continue to invest, and we have been investing also. Even the current year we have invested, and we'll continue to invest in that.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but see, you don't want to give any figures, no issues. Just one last summarized question. How much is the repetitive business which we have got? Because see, becoming a vendor of these companies is not that all easy. How much repetitive business you have got in the current quarter turnover?
Actually, you see, 100% cannot be repetitive. But the way this business is done is two ways, right? One is existing order book getting executed, and then what we call the sample pieces which goes out for approvals, approval pieces and repeat pieces. So almost 95% would be based on repeat order book.
That is great. Congratulations for the company and the team.
Thank you.
That's from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Attendees, please raise your hands for the next question. The next question from Mr. Hemang Kodaika. Mr. Hemang?
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Yes, Mr. Hemang, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Sir, my first question on the order book side, actually I missed that number of the order book. And second question on textile machinery division, the new product launches, what we are going to launch, what is the status of that? And if you provide size of the opportunity, size of the market, of the two products what we are going to launch? And third question on the machine tool division. So this quarter we did a lesser turnover. So is this because of the declining order book or because of the capacity constraint? And fourth, last question on the margin of textile machinery division. There we I think it's lower by around 70-80 bips compared to last quarter. So yeah, that this was the four questions what I have.
Okay. So I think the order book, both domestic and export put together, is around 4,000 crores, and within that, the active order book would be closer to 3,050 odd crores. We have seen over the period of last 3 quarters slight dip in the order book. As you know, the textile industry as such has had a very, very challenging time, and we have seen this for last 3 quarters, and there seems to be a slight revival at this moment happening with respect to the capacity utilization at the customer's end, and also some the exports are doing a little bit better. However, we find that this would be the we are not seeing immediate light in terms of recoveries as far as Q3 is concerned. And this, to our knowledge, has been almost the longest continued dip which we are seeing. It has been happening for now last 9 months. With respect to the margins, of course, the reason for decrease in the value terms is basically because of the turnover reduction, and of course the operational margin coming down. I think that is the reason we see there's a slight dip in the margins. With respect to the new product, I think you are referring to Lakshmi LW60, the winding machine, and air jet. And as what was informed, I think in the last meeting in August during the AGM, I think we continue to work on it. There right now, the first one out of our stable would still be LW60, the auto winder. The air jet machine we will not be discussing now. It will be the next year. But the winding machine, we will be having limited launches over the next trial launches over the next few months. We will discuss perhaps about it as and when we commercially launch it. We will definitely inform on the meeting. And as far as the market size for that is concerned, we did, if I remember, we did say it would open up a potential of closer to, I think it was 1.7 to 2 billion kind of a market size it will open up to. That is as far as the new products for TMD is concerned. As far as MTD is concerned, the dip in turnover was more to do with the turnover sales. It has nothing to do with the capacity. MTD, we do have capacities, and we have continued to invest in MTD. So we are closer to 30% ability to go up on the capacity. So that is not a constraint as far as machine tool division is concerned. There was a slowdown which we noticed last quarter, and that was the reason. So nothing to do with the capacities. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And sir, due to Red Sea issues, are we seeing any like bump up in ordering activities, or people are just confirming the orders as they want to have the machinery with them? First question. And the second question on the China sales, subsidiary sales is lower, so you were going to explain us on that part. Yeah, thanks.
Yes. Thank you for the question. See, with respect to Red Sea, for us, it is more in terms of what we import. And yes, we do get material through that route. However, Since there is a lead time and we are covered for a few months, we have not seen the impact of it immediately. And I think we'll be able to manage. Of course, it takes a longer route. It is a little bit of a higher cost, but especially from production perspective, it is not an immediate showstopper for us because we have been aware of it for the last 2 months and we have been able to handle it. Our SEM has done a good job in handling the demand and having those components with us already. With respect to LMW China, our turnover has for the overall 9 months was around 18 crores. I think there are two things which happened in China, which has kind of resulted in us now trying to rebuild the team. So we have mentioned, but I would like to, of course, say that for almost 3 years, we could not get into China because of COVID reasons and very, very strict conditions in China where we could not get into China. So we were able to send the team into China in the month of February 23, starting February 23, post the new year. Right now, it is New Year, Chinese New Year. Exactly a year back, post the new year, we had sent our team. Till that time, it was handled by just one person, and we had to completely scale down. So the impact of it is being felt now because we did not have a full-fledged team for 3 years there. Now we are rebuilding it. People are there. So this gap has resulted in us not being able to pick up new orders for execution during the current year. But we are positive that this will come back in the next year. So our team is effectively working on it. But otherwise, in general, yes, China, there are investments happening. There is investment happening in Far East in China. So it is only this. So that is the second point. The first point is the one which has kind of given us this gap. And we are positive that we will be handling it appropriately going forward.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for the detailed answer. All the
Thank
best.
you. Thank you. Back to moderator, please.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for ordering the question, answering the question. Attendees, please raise your hand for the next question. I'm just repeating. Attendees, please raise your hand for your question. We have Mr. Manish Goyal. Is it Mr. Manish? You're unmuted and just you can just start your video also, sir.
Hello. Yeah. Sorry, I may not be able to switch on the video due to the bandwidth issue.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Very good afternoon, Mr. Senthil. Sir, just on the LMW Global side, you give numbers of revenue at 217 crores versus 69 crores. So this is largely pertaining to our Dubai facility, right?
Yes, Mr. Manish, good afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Yes, Mr. Manish, this is pertaining to LMW Global. We are referring to LMW Dubai, yes.
Okay. So, sir, just to clarify, you gave order book numbers separately for Dubai at 60 crores and for China at 41 crores. So this 101 crore total order book is included in this 4,000 crores?
No, Mr. Manish. This 4,000 is comprised of domestic and also the exports out of India, which we have an existing orders which we need to execute and complete. Apart from that, so out of that 4,000, around 200 odd crores is LC-backed export orders from India. What is there in the 60 is purely under LMW Global name.
Okay, right, sir. Okay. So, sir, on the TMD division, you did mention that we are seeing some improvement in textile mills capacity utilization. So, are we seeing any change in the order inflow momentum, both on the unitary machine side and the composite mill side, or complete project side one, and on the exports business also, if you can give us a out some perspective on outlook, sir.
Thank you. I think thank you for the question on this. I think first and foremost, again, whilst we have seen a slowdown for nine months, even last quarter we have not seen a revival. In fact, we have seen even a sharper slowdown in terms of order flow, and that's the reason we see that the overall carry forward as of orders has come down. The reason we mentioned that yes, we do see some sort of a revival in capacity utilization and a little bit of a margin on the customer side is, I mean, it gives us a bit of a hope that things going forward will be perhaps be much better. But I think we, like I said already, we have seen a continuous slowdown for 9 months. Looks like it will be there for some more time. It is too difficult prediction for us to make. I can share you, since you also asked on the export side, there are many moving parts in this, as what we can see. So recently, Bangladesh, one of the biggest market for exports for us, had changed the policy where the import of the export of garments gets some kind of a benefit incentive, which is similar to our RoSTCL, and whereby now they have, I believe, and what I understand is those incentives have been removed. So making it immaterial whether they use a yarn which is produced within Bangladesh or yarn which is produced out of which is imported into Bangladesh. So in one sense, it gives an advantage for Indian spinners because they'll be able to export more yarn. Already, Bangladesh is a big market for yarn import, which imports Indian yarn, but it gives a bigger opportunity for them to sell to Bangladesh. So there are a lot of moving parts, and countries which where we supply, like Turkey and Indonesia, are having its own issues. And I think it's a very challenging time. I think that's I would summarize it in terms of it is a challenging time. It has been a challenging time, and we had the good lot of orders, and most of them were project orders. Last time itself, the previous order flows which I had over last prior to the 9 months were many of them were project orders, and that is what our customers have continued to take. So that has been the reason why we have been able to deliver consistently the machines to the customers. And we hope that we are able to sail through this, but I think we can't give a very clear visibility at the moment, except to say that yes, looks based on the cotton prices and the yarn price, it seems to be little bit better over the last 1 month or so, which is very, of course, very short time. With respect to the projects, based on the orders, what we kind of hold, it is evenly split. Almost 50% are project orders and 50% are unitary machine orders is what we are currently holding in the domestic order book, what we just explained.
Okay, just to clarify, you mentioned that Bangladesh has changed the policy of removing the basically export incentives for yarn exports have been removed.
No, export of garment, they get an incentive depending on what yarn they use. They use domestic yarn or they use imported yarn. That,
okay.
I believe, has got removed, which makes it evenly placed whether you're importing or whether you're a domestic spinner or you're importing yarn to make the,
Okay.
final. So, what I'm saying is too many moving parts at the moment. And as you know, very, very challenging environment out there as far as textiles are concerned. But let us hope. I mean, it is, we have held this far because of project orders, and people are still believing that this is the right time to invest. Because when the demand comes up, they'll be ready for production. And that's that to some extent is what we also follow. So let us, but it is a challenging time, Mr. Manish, absolutely.
And sir, two questions on one is on machine tools, sir. Kind of a flattish kind of a 9 month performance, and margin seems to be still on a lower end of our band. So how is the outlook on machine tool? Are we both one on revenue growth and second on the margins front, sir? And then maybe on last question I have for ETC, what is the order book for us in both metallics and composites, sir? Thank you, sir.
Okay. I think I'll take the ATC first because it's a shorter question. So ATC, we are looking at closer to 600 odd crores deliverable over a period of 3 to 4 years. That is the existing order book, of course, which doesn't include any new orders which we kind of focus and try to take in. But existing order book for delivery is closer to 600 over 3 to 4 year time period. As far as machine tool is concerned, yes, the turnover has been flat for the last 9 months. But again, I believe this would be more of a temporary blip. We have now come to a run rate which we'll have to grow from, and we have invested in this. We have enough capacities there, closer to 30%, 25-30% capacities are available for us to grow within this particular division. The reason for the lower end of the margins, is the fact that we have invested and we have created capacities, and that cost is also part of the cost right now. So it is now more on the we need to bring in higher top line to see an increase in margins. I think that's where it is as far as machine tool is concerned. But I think it's a steady state. We have to increase the I think the entire team is working to increase the turnover. But last quarter we saw overall general dip in offtake. And as you know, in this particular business, we don't work with a long order book at all. It is generally 1.5 months of order book, so there's nothing in terms of order book which is out there for this machine tool division.
So, like, are you seeing signs where you probably are looking at revenue growth in near future?
We have invested for it, definitely, yes. I think the point is that we have invested for it. I mean, there's a we believe that there is everything right now is I mean, how do I say? We have China Plus One, we have PLI, we have a very stable currency, fairly stable. So I think the right environment, macro environment is currently present, and that is where we believe that, and we were very clear, and that's why we have done it for last two years. So it is now a matter of pushing for a higher number and using the capacities.
Sure, sir. I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Manish. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. So going ahead for the next question, we have with us Mr. Abhinav Anand. Sir, you have been unmuted. You are ready for your question, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Anand. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now, sir?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah,
Yes,
sorry,
please
sorry.
go.
So just first on this textile division for 9 months, how much of spindles we would have supplied? And what is the same number maybe last year? And second is in terms of the difference between the active and overall book seems to be type of as a percentage seems to be widening, if you can explain on that. Third on the machine tool part, you did mention that there is some amount of sluggishness. Is it for us or is it general industry that you are talking about? And lastly, on ATC, you did mention that order book around 600 crore. If you can let us know what this number was, maybe at the start of this year or maybe 3Q of last year. Thanks. Those were my questions.
I understood the spindles question. I understood the order book. You want to understand the sluggishness in order book there. Okay, MTD sluggishness. Okay. I think the 9 month supply of spindles is closer to around 1.3 to 1.4 million spindles. And of course, this has been the highest turnover for us now. So it would have been a little bit, perhaps 10% lesser in the previous year. The order book, what I mentioned and where I said the active orders, right now we are still, the active orders out of this is around 75%. The inactive orders out of the 4,000 crores is closer to 23-24%, which is around 800-900,000 crore is kind of an inactive order book in that. Generally, the way, since what we consider as order book is where we have deposits, and generally in a sluggish period, yes, you are absolutely right. When things are tough, the orders get pushed out. So the inactive order book generally tends to increase. And your observation is correct that there has been a slow rise as a percentage in the inactive order book. Because as you know, we take the machines for delivery based on the order schedule, and at a particular schedule, if the customer were to request us not to process, then of course we put them back on in the back, and then the next schedule gets taken up. And that is the way it works. And so yes, the general market trend and the challenges in the textile industry is making some of the projects getting pushed out, or some of the unitary machines being pushed out. And that is also, of course, whilst we don't talk about spares in the order book, and that is one of the again the reasons why even spares is moderately reduced. Otherwise, previously it used to be a higher number. It is also moderately reduced as a percentage of overall turnover. I think that is as far as TMD is concerned. The MTD, the sluggishness, I mean, I can only talk for our order book as far as MTD is concerned. Industry, our understanding is there was a slight blip in last quarter offtake in general in the industry. That is our understanding. And with respect to ATC, ATC generally we give a 3 year order book, and in fact, as new orders come in, they get added on to this order book. So if we were to take a comparative a year and a half back or so, it would have stood at around 450 or 500 crores. As new components come in, they get added on to this overall turnover over 3 to 4 years. Any new part which comes in, and like I was explaining to Mr. Chetan at the start, any orders which we pick up, any new orders which we pick up, generally will come with a with private with OEMs in the aerospace side, generally come with a 5 year visibility in terms of they're releasing as a blanket. They have a name for it where they issue a 5 year purchase visibility they give us in terms of numbers. So this would have been perhaps at around 450 to 500 odd crores. So it would have been 100 crores less if you were to look at a year or 18 months before. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. So proceeding with the next person with the rising hands, we have with us Mr. Ravish. Mr. Ravish, you have been unmuted. You can also have your video turned on if you like.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Yeah, I just have one question. Can you give us the segment-wise sales breakup of the divisions, like how much is the export and how much is the domestic for the particular segments, particular divisions?
Yes. Okay. Any other question?
No. Thank you.
Okay. As far as textile machinery division is concerned, we had for the quarter we had 64% domestic, 21% export, and 14% spares. For machine tool, it would be almost 97% would be domestic, and for ATC, it is almost 90% export.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. The next person who will raise hand is Mr. Mayank. Mr. Mayank, sir, you are unmuted. We are ready for your question. Mr. Mayank?
Mr. Mayank, we are not able to hear you.
Hello, I'm audible.
We can hear you now, Mr. Mayank. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So just one question from my end on this machinery tool division. Is there any specific end user industry where you are seeing a slowdown that has led to such slow offtake in the revenues?
I think the way we the ratio of machines what we supply to the industry segment almost 50% is auto sector, followed by engineering, followed by fittings. There are a host of almost 20 subsectors after auto. Auto being the largest sector what we supply to. So, and there's no specific, I mean, we don't have any specific data to say that this particular industry slowdown is causing this dip. But in general, there seems to be there was a slowdown, and of course now, they say it's going to be back up. And like I said, it's very difficult for us to predict, right? Like I was just explaining to Mr. Manish that we don't work on an order book in this particular business. So it is very difficult to say that, okay, this particular industry, we have got a steady state order book, and particular industry, we do not have a steady state order book. It's fairly challenging to make that assumption.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. That was all from my side.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Attendees, please raise your hands for your next question. Thank you so much, sir. So now we have Mr. Manish Goyal as raise a question. CFO, sir, we can unmute him.
Yes, please. I think we have time, so please. Yes, Mr. Manish, please go on.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. Sir, coming back to on machine tool, like also would like to get a perspective. How is the market? Like, is market, what kind of growth it is seeing, and are we probably on other side seeing that large part of the growth is met through imports? If you can just share some insights as to how is the market doing, and is it like we are losing some market share in turning machines, or we are not able to gain market share in the machining center?
See,
yeah.
I think the larger question is the market size over a period of, if you take a 5-year view, We expect definitely the market to grow. And like for the four or five reasons which again perhaps I may have to repeat, PLI, the China Plus One, the general GDP growth pushing up demand. So we feel that all this indicate to healthy demand within the machine tool segment. Yes, and this is the one which is kind of driving us to, come up with additional capacity creation for this particular segment. Market share wise, with respect to turning centers, of course, we are upwards of closer to 25% plus. VMCs, of course, we have single digit market share, and that is something which we will definitely work on, because these are all new introductions, and we are fairly confident that this would take time for us to kind of establish and then grow market share from there on the vertical machining centers. But we are clear that these segments are bound to grow the long term. There is no doubt about it. And imported machines or domestic machines, I think for a long time that ratio has not changed much. Still it will be 40% of the Indian market would be domestic, and the balance will be imported. I don't think there's much dent which has been made in terms of changing that share. In fact, I would want to add that, considering the growth potential, more foreign players have come inside, set up shops, expanding within India, and bringing their machines along. See, at the end of the day, the Indian, as the market becomes stronger, the Indian customer definitely needs localized support, localized service. So people are open, and many foreign players have started establishing their own facilities in India to service them. And from India perspective, it is good. It is good that they are able to get, because once they get established here, they will have a localized sourcing here. It will definitely reduce the cost for them as well, and it will help India in terms of long-term exports. So yes, there is competition, and there's more competition coming. We need to be prepared for that.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. We have the next person is Mr. Mayur Parkeria. Mr. Mayur, you are unmuted. You're ready for the question.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Sorry for the video, sir.
No issues, sir.
Sir, just two questions. One is, given the book, which we have pending order book now in the TMDs, do you expect that the next 2 quarters we will see a substantial revenue fall compared to the last quarters or last year quarter, or do you think it will be a similar kind of revenue fall which we are seeing in this quarter? That is first. And secondly, for the machine tool division, are we looking at expanding our market capabilities and potential, it is largely in these two, the vertical and the turning centers which we have? Are we looking at expanding our market size potential? And currently also, what would be the total market size of these of the segments which we address to? These are my two questions.
So as far as the first question is concerned, we don't predict. See, we are in a CapEx business. It is very difficult to predict what numbers, and considering, and that's what I have kind of explained over last few questions that we are heading into. We have, like I explained, you know, the slowdown what we have seen continues to be there even after 9 months, and that's been a very challenging situation. And now we are seeing some bit of a revival for our customers, but that for us to translate to back to order flow demand would take some time, right? And that is where I give a number, any term, be it next quarter or the following quarter, because we continuously have to work with our customers to see how to make things happen and be there to support if there how to supply, and if there is, sometimes they say okay, push out, then we have to handle that as well. With respect to the mission tool, I think the question what you're asking is, are we trying to expand the market size? Now, expansion of market size would come by different types of machines being made. We are not planning on making any different types of machines. We are in turning centers, we are in machining centers, we continue to be in these two segments. The market for us to get into, to expand the available market size, there are many machines, right? One is metal forming, metal cutting. So we can, there are grinding machines, there are other machines, but we are not into that, and we're not trying to be in any of the other sectors apart from these two types of machines. The market size currently for these two machines, they range anywhere from 5,000 to 6,000 crores, give or take 300 crores. Here, that will be the market size where we are currently operating. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Back to the moderator, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, sir. It's bring up the end of all the questions we have from all the attendees. Now I believe we do not have any further questions. Questions of all we are taken up. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.